starting with Sandy Polpeter of Carrollwood. She was greeting everyone who entered her precinct on Ehrlich Road north of Tampa with a fresh squirt of hand sanitizer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Let's see, this is my second time to be sanitized today.
We have the hand sanitizer at the door. We have hand sanitizer at the check-ins. And then we are taking a sanitizing spray, and we have wipes, and we're wiping down every single booth after they're done, wiping down every single pen when they're done. And then we also are taking that, and we're spraying all the door handles inside and out. And we're only allowed to have 4 people in here at one time.
Linda Burnham, Carrollwood. I'm 73, but I'm taking precautions, and I am at risk because I'm a heart patient, and I have other illnesses, so, but you have to do what you're told and stay out of crowds, and you got to vote. You got to vote.
Pooja Pandya, and I live here locally in Lake Magdalene. On Facebook and stuff like that, I do have friends that think I'm crazy that I'm working here today, but I've been reassuring everyone that we are taking the proper precautions, and we do have hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and gloves if anybody wants some, and we are wiping everything down in between.
Remington, Innis, Tampa area. Nothing can stop me from voting. You got to do your part, and you know, if you want things to change, you got to go out and do your part and vote.
Stephanie Fowler.
I live here in Carrollwood.
I try to wait for a time where I thought it would not be any type of crowd in here.
There is no line.
I think I'm the only one in there now. When I first got here, it was a total of 3 of us.
Floyd Jackson, Citrus Park.
My biggest issue is just, you know, make sure transparency within the people and make sure that it's transparent between the White House and governing bodies.
Jessica, Davenport, Largo. I would definitely say healthcare is probably the biggest issue for us. 3 out of the 4 people in my household have autoimmune disorders. My son has type 1 diabetes. I have narcolepsy. So, you know, getting the right care, getting the right treatment, especially around type 1 diabetes in terms of issues with the cost of insulin